Absolutely. This is the best news we've had, certainly the best news we've had in the last 2 years. And I was lucky enough to speak to the Premier earlier this afternoon and to confirm from him, have it confirmed from him that as of Friday, we're going to be restriction-free for hospitality. And as you've outlined, the close contact rules are changing as well. So that will make an enormous difference for staff and businesses to get back to normality.
So for patrons, capacity limits are scrapped. There'll be nobody checking anybody's vaccination status. So effectively, if you're over the age of 18 and you're obviously sober, you can enter the pub.
Like normal, and it'll be almost like it was pre-COVID. You know, a bit of sensibility if you're not feeling well. But of course, it does mean that we can get back to normal. No masks, no checking in, no capacity limits, no restrictions on standing, sitting and all of that. And I think this weekend's going to be a ripper weekend for enjoying yourself and getting out and about.
Must be a relief for staff not having to check that vaccination status.
It is. It's good. It's something that has been difficult, but you know, I think the hospitality industry's managed this well. Our staff have been superb in understanding that it's been a community contribution to getting WA back on track. As the health minister outlined in her press conference, you know, we've had a world-leading example of low cases, very low ICU, low number of deaths because people have done the right thing. They're vaccinated. They've followed the rules, and the state government has set the lead here. And industry, yep, there's been a lot of pain along the way. A lot of businesses have suffered. Staff have missed out on work, but we can get back on track again now and see a very positive future.
And for tourism, Bradley, and I know the Australian Hotels Association represents members right across Western Australia, dropping that good-to-go pass has been crucial to getting back to some sense of what the world felt like in 2020 of January.
Yeah, absolutely, Ollie. I mean, opening the borders now to the rest of Australia and in particular overseas, there's a lot of pent-up demand for people wanting to travel to Australia from overseas and particularly from interstate, and getting rid of those border requirements is going to be a critical step in that, removing the cumbersomeness of having to go through that G2G process and log and log in and have all the pre-requirements. Having that removed will be a very, very positive move towards us reopening our economy to global tourism again. I know from being a board member of Tourism Australia that the work we're doing overseas, particularly in attracting working holiday makers to consider Australia, and Tourism WA is doing their bit in attracting interest for Western Australia. We'll hopefully start to see some relief for the shortage of workers in the market, but also those that are wanting to visit. You know, our conference exhibition, our events, our expo industry has suffered enormously over the last 2 years. And we want to get back on track. We want to have bands performing. We want to have artists and entertainers back in the state. We want to see concerts. And so many local jobs and businesses are dependent on those borders opening, and it's going to be great to see us getting back into the normality of having conferences, of having live bands, of having world artists travel around the state, having holiday makers and business travellers getting back into Western Australia from interstate and overseas. This is what we've been waiting for the last 2 years, and it's great news today.
Are you surprised the vaccination mandate remains in place for hospitality workers?
No, look, I think it's important that hospitality workers are protected. They're in a vulnerable environment. We have a very, very high, level of support for it, well above 98%. I think it was around 99% the last survey we did in terms of hospitality workers supportive of having those mandates in place. There was very, very little resistance at all. And I think the outcome has been very good. We're not concerned about that mandate remaining for a period of time.
Do you think some patrons might be anxious about heading to the pub now, though, with no restrictions?
I think those people who are anxious will continue to wear masks. They'll continue to be careful. If they are vulnerable individuals who have susceptible health systems, they'll continue to use common sense, which is what they should do. And I think that those circumstances will be managed individually by each person to make the right decision for themselves. And I'm confident that they'll get the support of the community who recognise that those people have made their own decisions. And that's just the way it is. We should respect and recognise some people want to stay even more protective and concerned about their health and will want to wear masks, and that's perfectly okay. Some people will wear masks because they're not feeling 100% and they also want to protect people around them, and they don't want to potentially spread a cold or some other bug that they may have. It might not be COVID, but I think it is good health practice, if you're not feeling well, to wear a mask. It's something that's happened overseas, and particularly in places like Japan, for decades now, where people have worn masks if they're not feeling well because they want to make sure other people don't get sick as well.
Bradley, as you said, the biggest development in the last 2 years for the hospitality and tourism industry here in WA. Go and enjoy it with an ice-cold pint this afternoon.
Ollie, I'm planning on doing that, and can I thank you and your colleagues at 6PR for the fantastic support that you've given the public and for those who want to get out and have some normal hospitality. 6PR has been great through this whole process and asked the right questions at the right time, and I think punters and those who enjoy hospitality will certainly have a great weekend coming.
Exactly. Go and support your favourite local, Bradley. Good on you. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Ollie. Bye-bye.
See you.